From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to begin this hour in Iraq, where insurgents staged a brazen attack on a U.S. combat outpost. It happened north of Baghdad. Two American soldiers were killed and 17 others were wounded in one of the biggest single attacks this year. NPR's Anne Garrels is with us from Baghdad. And first, Anne, tell us what you know about the attack.
Well, Iraqi insurgents used a suicide bomber to explode a fuel tanker just as U.S. forces were entering an Iraqi police station in the town of Tarmiya. The police station was almost demolished. This is a Sunni insurgent stronghold where American and Iraqi forces have been trying to break their hold. What's key about this is that the American troops are based in this outpost along with Iraqi counterparts, and combat outposts like this one are a key part of the new security plan in Baghdad. Instead of having troops massed in large bases, the U.S. military is now deploying them in sort of small compounds that aren't nearly as well defended, the hope being that with soldiers in neighborhoods 24/7, they'll be able to better coordinate with their Iraqi partners, get more information, and have more control.
This attack, then, would demonstrate one of the risks of a strategy like that one.
Completely. The military has known from the start that there would be risks involved in this new strategy. The combat outposts are much more vulnerable than a well-protected base. I recently spent a few days at one in northern Baghdad, and the commander there said, despite the risks, he had indeed built a relationship with both the Iraqi forces and the community that he had not been able to do when he was moving in and out. And I just got an email from him tonight saying that the violence continued to decrease in his area in a way he could not have achieved if he had been living, you know, on a base. But he said he knew that there were going to be risks. He can get out in a matter of seconds now to trouble, but of course trouble can come to him in seconds.
Was this the first big attack on one of these combat posts?
Well, there have been some minor attacks, but yes, this is certainly the most significant. Just as they were being set up about a month ago, there was a dramatic, sophisticated attack on a military liaison team in the governor's office in Kerbala. Five U.S. soldiers subsequently died. This really shook up the military because, while not exactly the same as a combat post, it was quite similar, and the attack took advantage of inside knowledge, the fact that, you know, the military was working closely with the Iraqis. It indicated inside knowledge that may have come from the Iraqi troops they were working with. There was an instant review of the new combat post being set up where Iraqis and Americans are working together.
Today's attack took place north of Baghdad in the Iraqi capital itself. This is the fifth day of the new security plan. What are you seeing in the city that's new and different?
Well, the first few days were remarkably quiet, almost eerily so. There are a lot of checkpoints, some more effective than others. There have been sweeps of some key Sunni and Shiite neighborhoods. The campaign does appear to have significantly reduced the number of killings by death squads from 40 to 50 a day to single digits. But after the initial quiet, the bombings have picked up, with three in and around Baghdad today killing possibly as many as 40 people. And the newest thing are allegations by a Sunni woman that Shiite policemen have raped her during searches in her neighborhood. This is incredibly loaded because the Sunni community is enormously suspicious of the predominantly Shiite policemen and predominantly Shiite army. The young woman claims she was raped by several Iraqi policemen and that the attack only ended because American troops arrived. She says they took her to a judge. This is so loaded with the potential of undermining confidence in the forces and the plan that the prime minister himself has intervened, demanding the policemen alleged to have carried out the attack be immediately detained and investigated. The American military will not confirm its role in rescuing the woman, but says it will support the Iraqi government in its investigation.
Okay. Anne Garrels, NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Annie.
Thank you.